Cat Baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, the center of the world. Latitude zero, longitude zero. Planned by the Creator. The Xanthropist was the first man found on the earth. That earth was the motherland, Africa. We know that without total understanding of what happened in the past, it would be difficult to relate to the future. We know that within the structure of the music, there should be a message, and the message should be truth. So now, we give you Africa, the center of the world.
Central University of Venezuela. He is a founder of the McGuire
Acoustic Signal Center for African American Studies in 1987 of the UCV. He has conducted several studies on the African diaspora, work that led to the travel to North Central and South America and the Caribbean as well as Africa. And that's just talk a little bit about Brother Chuchu. He's known for Brother Chuchu. He likes to be called Brother Chuchu, so we can call him Brother Chuchu. But what we're going to do, and like always, before I introduce my political panelists, I would like Brother Chuchu to introduce himself and welcome him first and foremost to Africa on the Move. Welcome, Brother Chuchu. Our theme today is on social transformation to revolutionary struggle. We're going to talk about the current status of Venezuela and U.S. relations, as well as the issue in the history of the struggle of African people in Venezuela and throughout. So, Brother Chuchu, welcome to Africa on the Move. Can you tell the people some of the things you think is significant for them to know in terms of who is Brother Chuchu?
Okay, thank you. Good evening. How are you, African on the Move?
We are doing great. Good. Since we have you.
Okay, I am very glad for arrived to Virginia for that invitation for my brother Lee for get many information about the situation in Venezuela or the African diaspora in Venezuela, the contribution of the African diaspora in Venezuela in the spirituality, in the music, in the story. And for me, it's very important get all that information for the people that listen Africa on the Move.
Okay, Brother Chuchu, we thank you. First, we'd like to ask you in general, just give us a general history, a background of the struggle of Venezuelan people from past to present. Just a general, some background. I think most of our listening audience know very little about the history of Venezuela. So can you give us a little bit, just a general background on the history of Venezuela and up to where we are today, and we can go more into the present issues that are affecting the people in Venezuela, okay? So just give us a little backdrop in terms of the history of Venezuela.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, can you give us some history on what is the history of Venezuela?
Yes, excuse me, in this moment, the situation in Venezuela for the connection, for example, the Cuba and Ecuador, for example, Bolivia, is the issue, is the country, Cuba, Venezuela, Ecuador, Nicaragua, in this moment is the representation of the people progressista, the people revolutionario in America Latina. And that position in this moment, that country, is for the liderazgo of Fidel Castro and now Raúl Castro, Hugo Chávez Fría, Daniel Ortega, Hugo Morales, and Correa, for example, in Ecuador. In Ecuador, the next Sunday is the election. I am sure, and the people, and the black people, and the indigenous people in Ecuador is sure that the party of Correa, Revolution Citizen, is sure. For that, I think that in this moment, in America Latina, when Chavez arrived in power, when begin the century 21, it's changed the mentality for many people. It's changed for the black people, for the indigenous people, participation for one change revolutionario. It's in this moment that situation that many countries of the white people that had the power, the white people, for example, in Brazil, the white people take the power again. In Argentina, the white people take the power again, but in this country, Cuba, Venezuela, Ecuador, Nicaragua, the power is in the people, okay? For that is that country is the hope in America Latina and the Caribbean. And never other country around the world, for many power they had in your hand, no change our sovereignty.
Okay, Brother Chuchu, I find it really interesting that they tell me you have an African community in Venezuela. For many years, we was under the impression that there were no African people down there. Can you give us a little bit of history, particularly about the struggle of the Afro-Venezuelans, and where did they come from? How did they get to Venezuela?
Okay, repeat, please, the question.
Can you give us a little bit of history of the Afro-Venezuelans? Where did they come from? And what has been their historical struggle in that area, in that country? Can you just talk a little bit about the struggles of the Afro-Venezuelan in the context of the whole overall Polavario revolution?
Okay. The first, the Presidente Hugo Chavez is the first president in the history of Venezuela that say, I am black. My motherland is Africa. Africa is my motherland. Chavez did many pro for the contribution of the African diaspora for the identity and the culture and the political and the ethical in the transformation of Venezuela. And now the black people in Venezuela participation had many opportunities, for example, for it to be free in the education, not only for the children, no, it's free for study in the university. In the black people, there are many universities in the black community, and there is university. It's free. For example, in my little town, is a little town black, the African diaspora, it's free the university, and the land is ours. The land is for the people, and that is possible for Chavez. But the other issue, very important, is that Chavez had many connections, open the connection with Africa. An organization that is the Africa, Africa America. It's one SUMI, the Chavez organization, for a long time. So, when you ask to me what is the situation, the black people in Venezuela is, in this moment, is for the defense of all the human rights that in this process of Bolivian revolution, the people conquer. In this moment, the white people try for elimination all the opportunity that Chavez conquered and Maduro continuing in this moment. If you say in this moment what is the position of the people, black people in Venezuela, it's continuing the struggle, it's la agenda de Chavez, no? It's la agenda for la transformation, radical transformation of the society.
Brother Chuchu, often when we look at the current issue that's going on in Venezuela, and look at the revolutionary process that is taking place among the people, you talk about this concept of 21st socialism. Can you discuss what do we mean by 21st socialism? What do y'all mean by that concept?
Okay. When Chavez is the 21st century socialism, no? Socialism of 21. The socialism of 21 is that I explained. Is when the people had won the human right in the hair, in the land, its participation in education, its participation in democracy directly. No, this is the socialism of the century one. For that, when Chavez give that is ideologia, is one ideologia that is the base of the Bolivarian, for take the theoria of the society, take the theoria of political of Simón Bolívar. an altar with the time, Chavez, give the connection of looking the connection with Cuba, and Cuba helped many for that position. And after Cuba and Chavez, it's the creation the organization in America Latina, the name is ALBA, Alternative Bolivarian of the People. Okay, that is the conception internationalist of the Socialismo Century 21.
Okay. Now, before I go to my political panelists and open up my phone lines to our audience, we just want to let everybody who's listening to let them know that we are speaking with Jose Chuchu Garcia. He's the general counsel of the Polivari Republic of Venezuela in New Orleans and founder of the Afro-Venezuela Network. And we can talk a little bit more about the network, but more importantly, can you give us the current status? What is the the relationship between the two countries there politically, between the people in Venezuela and the government there and the government here in the United States? Also, we read reports about how money is entering into Venezuela to undermine the will of the people. Can you talk about that relationship between the two countries right now? What are some of the issues and contradictions that are happening in Venezuela? They're trying to undermine the will of the people in terms of trying to proceed towards their version of the 21st century socialism. What is the relationship between the two countries now?
Okay, for example, yesterday, the presidente Maduro explained for the media that he's looking for the good relation with United States, no? Forever, the relation between United States, the gobierno to gobierno, between United States and Venezuela, is good relation. Remember, for example, here in United States, for the petrol, for the oil, Venezuela had in United States have 1,300,000 gas station. Is the company Circo, is one company between United States and Venezuela. But Venezuela no accept, for example, the participation in the issue or the situation política interna of the United States. Venezuela is sovereignty. Is sovereignty. Similar to Cuba, similar to Bolivia, similar to Nicaragua and Ecuador, no? Our sovereignty no is gay, is sovereignty, okay? Venezuela no is bananera republica, never in the history. And in this time that Chavez arrived the power, Chavez explained very fine that. And what happened the relation between town to town? Black to black. For example, do you remember the situation of Katrina, no? When the time when arrived Katrina in New Orleans, Chavez immediately and Fidel sent to people for help to the people of Katrina. Remember that situation, no? And Chavez support many to the people of Katrina long time ago. No, 12 years ago. But do you remember, for example, for that, I told the relation town to town. I remember the year 2005 when there is many winter, very strong here in the United States, no? Chavez hell with the cheaper oil. How many people Chavez here for the cheaper oil? 2 million of people. It's the first time that one country of the South America held to United States. And Chavez held to the people for cheaper oil in United States. It's the first time because it's one relation. It's the relation the town to town, the harmony No, it's for, okay, it's the oil, and I said, I give me the money. No, I never say that. And that project, in this moment, continue with the company Cidco. That is the relation that we need in this moment. It's one relation town to town, and good relation gobierno to gobierno. No accept imposition. No accept violation of our sovereignty.
Okay, what we're going to do right now to our listening audience, this is Africa on the Move. We're talking to our brother Chuchu, who is the General Counsel of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela in New Orleans and founder of the Afro-Venezuelan Network. We're going to bring in our political panelists. We're going to ask our political panelists to introduce themselves, and then they have some questions they would like to ask our brother Chuchu. Brother Haki, welcome to Africa on the Move.
Right.
My name is Haki Kamafi Mishoki. Currently, I'm with African Hola. Awareness. And I want to say peace to Brother Chuchu. It's always an honor, indeed a pleasure, you know, have someone who's of such esteemed status to take the time out, you know, to interact with the African community and talk a little bit about relationship between Africans in America and the relationship of Africans in Venezuela. Now, having said that, I got a quick question for Brother Chuchu. And that is, in the U.S., we have a famous individual by the name of Malcolm X. In Venezuela, you also have a very distinguished and famous person. His name is Simon Bolivar. Could you talk a little bit about Simon Bolivar?
Okay. Do you speak me of the Malcolm X? Haki.
Yes.
Haki.
Yes, go ahead.
Haki, please. Repeat the question. I don't understand fine.
Okay. Now, I just want you to talk a little bit about the famous statesman, Simon Bolivar, and what he means to the Venezuelan Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In Venezuela, the revolution in this moment, I know that in this moment there are little trouble, no? It's normal in one process of revolutionary. For example, do you remember the time when Cuba living the period special period, no? For you remember Cuba, how many to Angola, how many to Africa, and after in this moment, the relation with Russia is down, but they continue. In this moment, the situation in Venezuela no is one special period, but in this moment, okay, the oil, the price of the oil down, no? Pero what happened? The oil price back down, but the social, the compromise, social in the revolution for the people continue. For example, the 70% of the budget of the country is for social compromise. Okay, that is revolution. Other country or capitalista change the relation. They say is 10% of the budget, 10% of the budget is for the people, and the other is for the capitalism. In Venezuela, no. The relation is the 70% of the budget, no? The money for the oil is for the people, it's for social compromise. For that is very important principle of the revolution. Is to guarantee the participation, the human right of the people.
Provaki, you ask something else?
Oh no, I'll come back. Thanks.
Okay, next we'll go to Brother Moses. Brother Moses, welcome to Africa on the Move.
Lee.
Yes.
Listen to
this. Yes.
For example, the NetWeek, the 21, in Venezuela, the black people, the young people organization, one homenage to Malcolm X. Chavez had many admiration for Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, but the young in Venezuela, the black young in Venezuela organization, the Net Monday, one activity for the relation, the Malcolm X, Fidel Castro, and Chavez, and the vigencia, and the presencia of the idea of Chavez, Malcolm X, and Fidel Castro for transformation the society in this moment in America Latina. That is one example the how the relation between between the leader of here in United States, the black leader in United States, had good connection with the revolution in Venezuela and America Latina. For that, the Net Monday is very important, that activity organization, the Net Afro-Venezuelan. Afro-Venezuelan Net Organization, that activity for anniversary of the Malcolm X.
Okay, so we can see the linkage between the various people in the Americas. And when we say Americas, we're talking the whole western region of the Americas, not within the confines of the U.S. But Brother Chuchu, we can go to our next panelist. Brother Moses, welcome to Africa Move. Your questions and comments, please.
Thank you. My name is Robert Andrew Moses. I've been in the struggle for scientific socialism since I was introduced to Marxism in a government class in my high school years back in 1968. I call it the race to cure racism. I bear witness that there's one God, Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, and that Mao Zedong is his messenger for government. Fathers, help your children. I want to get into Brother Chuchu. I thank him for being on the show, and I thank him for the solidarity between him and the Afro-American people here in the U.S. of A. I would like to hear more about what his work is doing in New Orleans and the network he started.
Okay. In New Orleans, the solidarity of Venezuela with the New Orleans continue. For example, For example, here in Virginia, there is one refinery of the Citgo. In Louisiana, there are two refineries. Part the budget that Citgo is go for the New Orleans for support projects social in New Orleans, for example, no? And that is very important. That is my role, similar to Consul, is continuing the solidarity for New Orleans. A long time ago, I worked many for cheaper oil in the year 2005. I traveled, for example, to Minnesota, to Dakota North, Dakota Sur, Delaware, no, in New York. It's for support the black people, the Latino people, and the indigenous people. That is that I explained. That is the diplomacy of the people. That is there is one diplomacy bureaucratic, no, it's normal. But there is the other diplomacy. It's the diplomacy of the people. It's for looking the unity between the people of Venezuela and the people of United States.
Can you follow, Brother Moses?
Hello.
No, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Next we'll go to our brother David. Brother David, welcome to Africa on the Moon.
Welcome, Brother Africa. Revolutionary greetings, Brother Chichi, and brothers and sisters in the spirit of Pan-Africanism. If Kwame Nkrumah, could free 42 African countries and states, in just 6 years, I have applied faith that the African people in Africa and the diaspora, along with the support of our brothers and sisters from Cuba and Venezuela, that we can do it again in our lifetime, and this time sustain our liberation and independence. One of the questions that I would like to ask you, Brother Chuchu, is that the American propaganda is always full of lies, and it makes it very difficult for us as revolutionaries to organize and politically educate our people because so much information is lies. I know that in the past they've, and even currently, they've created blockades into Cuba, and I've got to do more research on Venezuela, but I was seeing some videos and stuff on how that the people were struggling with food and stuff inside of your country. And I was checking to see, and I know that the capitalists and imperialists do this strategically to try to divide the masses from the Venezuelan revolution. And I would ask, from your professional opinion, what is going on inside of the country? Are the people able to at least get their basic needs and necessities met under these current conditions with what is happening with, of course, your nation being attacked by capitalism and imperialism?
Okay, the media dictatorship is permanent, a guy in Venezuela, how you say. It's only a guy in Venezuela, it's a guy in Nicaragua, it's a guy in other countries, for example, the Africa, Zimbabwe, and other. Whatever, all the countries, todos los países, all the countries that are looking your sovereignty, the media dictatorship is the control of the capitalism forever. Forever is how you say every time. They live every time of our process. But the more important is that our country, our people of Africa and the revolutionaries around the world is very clear. The objective. The objective is transformation, the revolution capitalista to socialism. Okay? And for that, it's very important, for example, the media Telesur. Telesur is the voice, the truth of the people that struggle against the capitalism, against the racism, against the discrimination social. Okay? Telesur is good media for listening the truth. But what happened? No, it's possible here in the United States, the people see Telesur, the television Telesur, for why? For the media dictatorship. You know what is the media dictatorship? No permission. The transmission of Telesur in many countries, no? But that is the struggle. The struggle is between the truth and the lie.
Say that again,
Brother Africa.
Okay, another question to follow?
Not at this moment.
Okay.
Brother Chuchu, when we look at the whole struggle in Central South Africa, that whole region down there, one of the formations that were recently developed was a combination of countries called ABO, under the title ABO. Can you explain to our people this formation of ABO, and how does that fit into the equation of trying to build socialism in the region?
Explain again.
Can you discuss the concept of ABBA? Mm-hmm. What is ABBA? The formation of these five, six countries got together and created a concept called ABBA. Can you explain to our audience what ABBA is and how does that play into creating a new type of future for the people in Central and Latin America?
Okay, I believe that the socialism in America, I repeat, is the hope of the black people or the indigenous people. Remember, for example, in America Latina, in all America, there is 200 million of African people, African descendants. And remember, in this moment, it's the decade of the African people. It's the year 2015 to the 9/2024. It's the decade of the African descendants. In that decade, all the black people in America Latina struggled for conquering new society. No, it's only for struggling against the racism. No, it's only struggling for the conquer, action affirmativa. No, it's the struggle for conquer new society, the socialism. That I believe that is very important. And the next time, the black people in United States know what did it mean, the decade of the African descendant. It's very important for it's the connection. That's its program for connection, the black people in United States and the people in the diaspora, in the African diaspora in South America. It's one struggle for against the racism, for conquer the human right, for example, no? And a speed of the human right is a speed of socialism, no? The socialism is other, issues that looking for living bad, no? No como capitalismo, no? Sino for harmony, sino for contribution for a development sostenible. Development endógeno, no? It's other way for the society, not the society, not the way of capitalism, my brother. For that is very important, the connection between the black people of the United States and the black people in the African diaspora in South America and Caribbean. For example, the reparation. In this moment, Barbados and the Caribbean and the people of the Caribbean that speak English, no, in the Caribbean, they have the program of the reparation, okay? The reparation for the slave. That is one program very important. Okay, here in the United States, there are many families that need reparation for the slave. It's very important that many families here in the United States, the land combat, the land combat to the black people, similar to how Chavez said, and Chavez made, and Correa made, and Evo Morales. They had many conciencia of the reparation for the slave. And for that is one program that after I give all the information to my brother Lee, how looking that information for connection for United Nations is very important in that program. Okay.
Okay, Brother Haki.
Yeah, let me ask Brother Chuchu. You know, we have a particular definition in terms of imperialism, from a Western perspective. Let me ask Brother Chuchu, what is, you know, his definition in terms of imperialism?
No, el imperialismo is one reality, no? Forever, long time ago, el imperialismo romano, and after el imperialismo inglés, And I said, okay, is the United States that had many power, no? Is how many power army, how many power resources, atomic, and other and other and other. But don't forget that there is other powers similar, for example, China and Russia. For that, Chavez say in the last program that Chavez write is that a guide in imperialism is necessary, is very important, wielding one world multipolar, okay? That the power not is in one only country. The power is in many countries. It's in the country, for example, that struggles against the barrera de imperialismo, no? That forever invasion to the other people, to the other country, no? The imperialismo, yes, is now is the one reality, no? And for that is the struggle anti-imperialista. How similar Cuba struggled for a long time. And for that, Fidel helped many to Africa for liberation, for example, in Angola, liberation in Congo, in Ethiopia. And it's the struggle international anti-imperialista. Claro, in this moment, no is the struggle for the army. For that, I explain, meaning about that Chavez looking the connection between Africa, South America, because why? Why Chavez looking the connection Africa and America, the South America? For there is the more reserve of the oil, the water, the animal, the biogenetica, no? And Chavez say the way is looking the union between Africa and South America, and the net should mean Africa, South America is in Ecuador, okay? The last summit is in Venezuela, 5 years ago. And now the net is in Ecuador. It's the way for a struggle against the imperialism. It's the union, it's the unite of the people. No? I see how Bob Marley long time sing the song African Unite, and now it's the war. The world anti-colonialism, anti-imperialism unite.
Brother Moses, call me a question.
Yes. The people of Venezuela are being, the need for an organization, for a party, the party to that will arm the people that, and overthrow the 1% or the small class of imperialist and comprador capitalist class. How are the people being organized? Because Fidel Castro gave Hugo Chavez a rifle, AK-47. Because he knew that it was going to take armed struggle in order to break the backs of the ruling class. And right now, it seems to be at a stalemate. There is peace, but the ruling class is still in power, predominantly in Venezuela, as far as I can see. How do you see the situation?
Okay, the organization, the people in Venezuela, is for the way the participation. And Cuba is one example. For example, in Cuba, Brother Lee, now good Cuba, and he know that the participation of the people in the process revolutionary Cubano is, for example, the committee. Comité de la Revolución is, pero but in Venezuela the name is the Consejo Comunal. It's the power. It's the power in the people. It's down the people that the participation for the decision. For example, the budget nacional. It's the people that participation in that. For the distribution of the land, it's the people that participation. It's the participation of the people is the guarantee of the revolution. For that, the bourgeoisie, the bourgeois, the white, the power white, the capitalism white in Venezuela, in this time, is 1/8 year of the revolution, no is possible they combat to the power, okay? And they look in support in the white bourgeois of the capitalism white in Europa and United States for support the struggle of the white people, capitalism in Venezuela. Pero no es posible because the people had many conciencia, had many idea that no es posible combat to capitalism. It's one struggle, no es easy. Do you remember, for example, the time, what happened in the time in the Maurice Bishop, for example, in Granada, when Maurice Bishop tried for transformation radical the society of Granada. And what happened? What happened? Do you know what happened in Granada? And the first time of the Revolution Sandinista, the people participation for transformation the society in Nicaragua. And what happened? Do you know what happened? In the first time of the Revolution Sandinista. In the time, for example, of Salvador Allende in Chile, try for transformation, the society, and you know what happened. Ahora, what happened in this time, in the century 21? Okay, in the year 2002, do you remember the coup d'etat against Chavez? And what happened? The people go to the street. Chavez combat to the power. It's the first time in the history when a coup d'etat and one president fall and the people pay for combat to the power. That is the Chavez in April, the year 2002. In this moment, it's other situation. It's not the situation of Grenada, no es the situation de Chile, no es the situation of the first time of the Revolution Sandinista. It's other time. And what showed that? The people had more conciencia revolucionaria. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Brother David, question or comment?
I don't have any right at this moment.
And for our listening audience, you're listening to Africa on the Move. Our phone line is open. If you have any comments or questions for Brother Chuchu, please dial 323-679-0841. We will hit 1 and acknowledge your last phone number. Your last 4 phone numbers is 323-679-0841. Brother Chuchu, one of the things in terms of Brother Hugo Chavez coming to power, he created policies to advance the interests of women, to fight against women oppression. Can you talk about some of the advancements of women in that movement? How the Proletarian Revolution has improved the life, the overall life existence of women in Venezuela?
Yes, I believe that the Chavez understand very, very, very good the role of the woman for transformation of the society. For example, I write one book long time ago. The book is the name is Woman Slave, Maroon, and Woman War. En español es guerrillera en hispano, ¿no? And the participation of the woman for transformation of the society no, it's only not begin with Chavez. Begin long time ago. Long time ago. It could be time the slave. Okay? And Chavez take the flag. Take the flag, the revolution of the woman for participation in revolution. Okay? The woman in Venezuela it had many privileges, no? For conquer the equality, no? Similar to the man, okay? It's good, for example, the Ministerio of the Woman in Venezuela is for guarantee all the human rights of the woman. And Chavez revision, for example, the experience of Tomás Sankara. Do you remember Tomás Sankara? Tomás Sankara in Burkina Faso, huh? And Tomás Sankara, yes, Tomás Sankara, elaboration one program special for the African woman, no? And that experience of Tomás Sankara, Chavez revision, forgive, and many participation of the woman in the process, Bolivarian, is the inequality, is equal, is the woman has similar human rights to the man, no diferencia. For that, in our constitution, is the unique constitution around the world that says that man, that woman. Okay? Never you say the man. No. The man and the woman. Okay? No? In the participation. It's very good for revision, the constitution of Venezuela, the constitution Bolivariana. It's one constitution very, very, very extraordinary and very good and guaranteed. And there are many laws for guarantee the participation the woman in the process Bolivariano. Thank you for that question, porque forever, never, never, never question of the participation of the woman in the process Bolivariano. But it's very important that. Thank you, brother.
Brother Chuchu, I also would like for you to talk a little bit about the misnomer of democracy in Venezuela. I think that from my understanding, when you're talking about participatory democracy, how does that differ from the kind of so-called democracy that you see in Western countries? Can you talk a little bit about participatory democracy in Venezuela, and how does that differ in Western countries?
Okay, no, the differences, for example, the democracy occidental, is the democracy occidental in the Western, is the democracy representativa. In Venezuela is when Chavez arrived and transformation the constitution, he transformation the democracy participative. And in this moment, Maduro is the for the democracy revolutionaria. Okay? That is the difference. The difference is one democracy revolutionaria is one democracy popular, is democracy of the people, and the Western no, and the way the democracy is no guarantee the distribution of the rich, the all the people for all the people, the distribution the oil, for example, the gold, the land. In the democracy winter is only for 5 or 10% of the society. In Venezuela, no. In Venezuela, is the other way. It's the 90% the distribution of the land, of the oil, and for the people. That is the big difference. It's a long difference, okay?
Okay, we only have a few minutes left, and what I'm going to do is ask my panelists to maybe make some final comments or thoughts, and then we will ask Chuchu to make his final thoughts to our listening audience. Okay, Brother David, your final comments or thoughts.
I would like to say that I love the study of sociology because it talks about the study of human behavior. And if we began to read, and once we began to read about capitalism and imperialism, you'll understand that it has a pattern. And we don't have to just keep reading millions and millions of books. The concept is the same. They colonize. They rape. They rob. They exploit. They oppress to move to take power all across the true indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere land in America. That same concept was applied all over Africa. The same concept is being applied amongst the Palestinian people. And then the American public is lied to, kept in the dark, and do not know nothing about what's going on because of capitalism and imperialism, and even in Europe's propaganda machine to lie to our people. But it was our revolutionaries years ago when we didn't have all this modern technology who traveled, like Kwame Ture and many of our people, just to bring a message. They got on a plane just to bring a message to our people. And Kwame Nkrumah said, seek the political kingdom and the rest shall come. It simply means that we have the responsibility to politically educate and organize the masses globally. And we could do that at a much faster rate because we have modern technology called computers. So these brothers played their rightful role, ancestors, with the limited resources that we had during that day. And that it is our responsibility as the current generation to speed up our ability to get the truth to the masses. And this is what this brother Choo Choo is doing, and this is what I'm doing, and we're showing the similarities of our struggle and why we need to unite as a people. And I would like to thank you, Brother Choo Choo and Brother Africa, and say let's keep up the struggle and let's intensify the struggle. Thank you, Brother Africa.
Okay. Agustino Neto Saint Tile. Agustino Neto is the first president of the Angola. He say in Portuguese, a luta continua, the struggle continue, a victoria.
Yes, sir.
La victoria es cierta. La lucha continua, la victoria es cierta. Venceremos, my brother and sister. Bye bye.
Next, Brother Moses, your final thoughts for today.
All right. I hope that the participatory democracy can expand and be and organize the people for to take control of all the resources of Venezuela, the land, the oil, and all the resources. Because I think, you know, there's a comprador or a capitalist imperialist class that still has control of a significant part of the economy, and I hate to see what happened in Chile, happened in Venezuela. And so I hope that people can get organized. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Brother Moses. Brother Haki, you'll find it to us for today.
Yeah, excuse me. I just want to thank Brother Choo Choo for appearing on the program. I think Brother Choo Choo underscores the necessity in terms of understanding the problems that exist throughout the world. And one of the things that we have in common, and that is imperialism. Imperialism knows no bound. This notion that a certain group of people have a God-given right to actually control the world's resources, to control the world people, to
yes.
The extent that people's futures or people's livelihood or people's right to exist no longer exist. No human being has that right to do that to any other human being. So we have a moral obligation to fight against injustice. We have a moral obligation to fight against imperialism. So this is what Brother Choo Choo brings to the table. He lets people know that the struggle in terms of human decency, justice, humanity, it transcends the borders of America that exist throughout the world. And then we have to come to grips with that. When we talk about this fundamental injustice that exists around the world, we have to understand that those values which uphold humanity, those values which uphold truth, those values which uphold justice, those values which uphold humanity are under threat by a small group of people in Western nations who are hell-bent on destroying human beings, destroying societies, destroying the planet for the sake of control. We have to stand up and fight because we don't have any other choice. And I want to thank Brother Choo Choo, you know, for his fine presentation.
Okay, and thank you, Haki. Thank you.
Brother Choo Choo, the last words go to you. I've asked you two things in your final thoughts. Can you speak to the people in terms of how can the people support and help the brothers and sisters in Venezuela? And how can they find out the truth, the real realities of what is going on in Venezuela? Or out just totally depending on the Western media?
Right.
How
all
can
right.
we help? And how can we find out the truth?
Okay. Okay. Mr. Lee, is one question that I don't understand fine. Excuse me, my brother and sister, my English noise good.
Problem.
But
how can we
Mr.
help?
Lee,
what can the people do to support? What can the people do to support?
Yes, I understand. The way for support, no? Do you know, for example, Haki, split of the social media, no? It's the control of the capitalism. I give one example. For example, the Telesur is the contra, is the contraria, is the struggle against the media of United States that lie many times against Venezuela. I believe that, for example, that initiative that Mr. Lite and the organization is good for speak the truth to the people. But for the social media, no, it's very important, the communication, for see what happened is true in Venezuela. Not only see CNN or Fox and others, no. Try for looking. For social media, what happened in Venezuela, and there is many. Do you find many information in English? No, many information. But the other is the connection between black to black, indigenous to indigenous, people to people. For example, that activity, Mr. Lee, that you forever to go to Cuba. It's important, for example, Bamboche Shango, he traveled to Venezuela a long time ago, and forever he had many worries for the situation of Venezuela. That is the way interchange, that you go to Venezuela and you see for your own eyes what happened in Venezuela, okay? And after you take the decision for the diffusion, for go to university, similar today in the Virginia University, where I explain for the students, for the young people, what happened in my country, what is the reality, what is the connection with Africa and the diaspora. Okay, Mr. Lee, thank you for invitation to me for you moving for the program, radio program. Okay.
We are honored to have you. And in closing, we just like to remind our readers, our listeners, you have been listening to our brother Jesus Choo Choo Garcia, who's the General Counsel of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela in New Orleans. He has been giving you a perspective of the realities in Venezuela. And if you are anywhere in this area, in this region, near Richmond, Virginia, our brother will be speaking in Richmond, Virginia Unite at the Wesley Memorial United Methodist Church, 1720 Mechanicsville Turnpike, Richmond, Virginia, 23223. He'll be speaking tonight on the theme Cuba and U.S. relations, myths and realities, and a connection between Venezuela and African people struggles. We encourage you that if you're in this area, you still have time, come on out to the program, which starts at 6:30 and ends at 9 p.m. That is at Wesley Memorial United Methodist Church, 1720 Mechanicsville Turnpike, Richmond, Virginia. If you need some information, you can call 804-549-7000. 7492 or 804-644-5830. Also, in terms of some upcoming activities that Africa on the Move supports, encourage you to get involved in. Those activities are AID 2017 will be May the 20th in Washington, D.C., organized by the AAPRPGC. We ask you to go and check out their website and find out more information about African Liberation Day and its organization by going to www.a-aprp-gc.org. Also, the African Awareness Association will be taking their annual freedom ride trip to Cuba from July the 22nd to July the 30th. Please visit their website by going to www.aaa-cubatours, that's Cuba, C-U-B-A, tours, C-O-U-R-S.com. As well as, we actually support the Million Woman Movement. They will be hosting their 20th anniversary this October coming up. Please visit their website at millionwomanmillionwomanmillionwomanmillionwomanmillionwomanmarch20.com. And there will be an anti-war conference held by UNAC, UNAC Conference in Virginia. For more information, visit our website at www.unacpeace.org. Visit that website. Those are some very important events that are coming up. I believe we have one more caller that's been waiting for a while on his phone. We're going to try to get this caller right here. We're going to try to get him to make a comment or a question, and then we're going to have to end this because Brother Choo-Choo will be speaking tonight. We're going to write this call in, call on 94435. Welcome to Africa on the Move. We got Brother Choo-Choo on the line from Venezuela. We're talking about the realities of Venezuela, its relationship to African people, et cetera. Caller, what comments or questions you'd like to have before we end up the program? Caller, 94435.
I would just like to thank Brother Choo-Choo for bringing this information to Virginia, especially down there in the heartland, the South, in Richmond, Petersburg. That area needs information on Virginia because it gets none. So I'd just like to thank Brother Choo-Choo. Brother, thank you.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Okay, in closing, we'd like to remind our listening audience and the rest of the world that this is Africa on the Move. It's a weekly program. We encourage you to come and join us every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, U.S. time. Share with your friends. Come and listen to Africa on the Move. This is your program. It's a program that speaks truth to power and to give you information so you can empower, give you information so you can think. But more importantly, it'd like to give you connections to organizations and movements so you can participate. It only by you act upon trying to free your oppression, then your oppression will be eliminated. But if you don't act upon freeing your oppression, then you will never overcome your oppression. So we not only have to think about it, but we also have to act about it. And we know the best way to overcome your oppression, and we look at the history of the Cuban Revolution and see what the brothers are doing in Venezuela and other revolutions that have taken place has been through organization. If you are not in an organization, then by your inactivity and not being in an organization, you are fighting against the interests of your people, humanity. So we encourage you to join an organization that is doing something for your people. Check out 40 websites we just shared with you today. They have organizations. They have a place for you. You have a responsibility to do something today so the future can be better for those who come after you. Until next time, check us out this Sunday, which will be February the 19th, and don't forget us. This is Africa on the Move. We are on the move, and come on board, join us. We see you Sunday on the 19th at 7 p.m., and Brother Choo-Choo, power to you, power to the people, and power to the social revolution. We see you. We thank y'all, and again, please, if you're in this area, come to Western Memorial Church and hear Brother Choo-Choo at 6:30. That church is located at 1720 Mechanicsville Turnpike, Richmond, Virginia, 23220. Let's go always. Let's always strive to go forward ever, backwards never, forward ever, backwards never. This has been Africa on...
Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love?